James chapter 1 and in verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And later on I shall talk about three particular gifts: the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the gifts which God has given us, our talents. But this verse is helpful to begin with. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. Are we good at something? Then if we're good at something, then it's not our skill, so that we should boast and be proud. Every good gift is from above. Now, I know you do, and I love doing things well. It is always a disappointment to know you've done badly, not just in exams, but in your attitude to people or in things you've done in life or your work. But it is from above that the things that we are able to do well originates. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. So all our thoughts, all our thanks, all our praises for all those things that we're able to do and enjoy doing come from the Father. Now, there are many things that we don't realize that are good gifts until we see others without them. Sight, thinking of Jessica blind, about to die. We take it for granted that we can see. And the eye is a most marvelously constructed thing. It's a good gift, but it's from above. Our mortal frames are from heaven, the working of them rightly so we don't have a perpetual illness is a gift of God. And if a person who doesn't have these gifts believes in the Lord Jesus, he or she will be freed of these things and live seeing in the future or understanding in the future. But the gift is from above, whatever gift we have. And the gift is from above and cometh down from the Father, that's our Father which is in heaven, from the Father of lights. Now, that is a wonderful thing. The Father of lights means the one who created the sun, without which we'd have no light physically, without which we'd have no heat, without which the world would break up, without which we couldn't live. The Father of lights is the God who made and sustains the sun. And in their lesser ways, he is the God who made the moon and the God who made the stars. As Genesis says, he made the stars also. So the expression the Father of lights means this, that it is the same Father whose skill was used in making the sun, whose skill has been used in giving us the gift of the Lord Jesus, in giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit, in giving us the gifts that we have within our lives. They are of the same quality, not quantity, but they are of the same quality. They come from the same origin. They come from our Heavenly Father. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. And then the verse goes on to say, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, it is true that if we fail to use our gifts, they will wither. But with God, there is no change. There's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So if he gives you a gift, the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit, gifts that we have, and many other things, he meant to do it. And if he meant to do it, he meant to do it that we should use them for a purpose. And having given our gifts and us gifts and meaning to do it, he's not going to change his mind. There's no variableness or shadow of turning. So this is by way of an introduction. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So we take these three things that I've mentioned and we'll look at them in turn. Will you turn with me then to Romans 6 and verse 23? Romans 6 and verse 23. Very famous verse. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Here is the center of the gospel. And the gospel of good news in Jesus Christ is a gift from God. A good gift, a perfect gift from the Father who created the sun and the moon and the stars. And he has no shadow of turning or variableness. The wages of sin is death. That's why we have the gift of the Lord Jesus. The wages of sin is death. Death pays wages. Sin, I mean, pays wages. If we sin, it will repay us. It'll pay us well. Well, from the sin's point of view. For if we sin, we will bring ourselves down. We will destroy ourselves. And we will be guilty of punishment in the sight of God for disobeying him. So that's the basic canvas. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, what he has given us is his Son. God so loved the world, he did love the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everybody is not going to be saved. God loved the world. But he loved it in such a way that everyone who believes in his son should not perish. They were perishing. But every believer in Christ shall have eternal life. That means living with him, living with his son, living with the Holy Spirit. All earthly drawbacks removed and things made up for. And an eternity of glory ahead. Too much to take in. Eternity in perfection. But the gift of God, every good and every perfect gift of, cometh from above, from the Father of lights. And the gospel and the gift of Christ and the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ is singly the most important gift that any of us could receive. It is not to be trifled with. We're not to be as one who despised his birthright as Esau. We hear about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should believe it. It is a gift. It is from the Father. He means us to hear it. He means us to believe it. And it is adding sin to sin not to believe it. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well now, every gift of God is from above. Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You might like to turn to chapter 10 of Acts and verse 45. And these are not the only places which speak about the Holy Ghost as the gift of God. Acts 10 verse 45. They of the circumcision, that's the Jews, who believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also, we're Gentiles, so we're glad, was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Every good and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights. Now, the gift of the Holy Ghost is also exceptional. The gift of the Lord Jesus is the gift of the Son of God. The gift of the Holy Ghost is the gift of the Spirit of God, the Father, and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. This very gift is to share in his nature and his power and his work. The gift of the Holy Ghost. We value the gift of salvation. And what is the gift of the Holy Ghost? Now, many people have thought in times past that the gifts of the Spirit continue to this day, meaning the supernatural gifts, speaking with tongues and other things. But they have passed away. The gift of God meant here is the life of the Holy Spirit given to us, the life of the Lord Jesus Christ given to us. And how does that happen? It's given to us because the Lord, the Holy Spirit, caused the Bible to be put together. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, causes us to be awakened to our sin, our eyes opened, and to realize how wicked that is. The Holy Spirit points us to the Bible and gives us understanding of it all. The Holy Spirit points us to the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who has made atonement for our sin. The Holy Spirit is the one who comforts us in all our affliction and in all our ways. He's always been with us. He always has been in the hearts of everyone who would believe, before they believe, at the moment they believe, and subsequently to their believing. Without that Holy Spirit, we would still be in a natural man. And the natural man does not believe the things of Christ. And the natural man continues in his sin. But it was the Spirit who opened our eyes. It was the Spirit that awakened us. It was the Spirit that pointed us to the scriptures which contain all that we need to know about eternal life and point particularly to the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit pointed us to the Lord Jesus Christ. And in him, the Holy Spirit has given us comfort all down the years. So the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God is the gift of the Holy Ghost. But you will remember from Psalm 68 that the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied as going to the glory. And what was he going to do in glory? Well, we're told in Psalm 68 and at verse 18 about the Lord Jesus, but it's prophesied of him. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. So the Lord Jesus Christ ascended on high. And in doing that and having died, he conquered Satan, the one who kept all of us captive. The Lord Jesus has led him captive and released us, the prisoners. He has received gifts that he gives to men, even those who were rebellious, and that will reveal in them the life of the Lord God. So we can turn to Ephesians 4 and verse 8, the last reference. We're drawing to a conclusion. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8. Quoting from Psalm 68 that we just read, when talking about the gift of Christ, unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. We will have a different measure of the gift. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Then there's this little in brackets. Now that he ascended, that the Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, what is it that he first of all came down to this world? And he that descended to this world and died on the cross is also the one that has ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things. But what were the gifts that he gave to man? He gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. But they were all God's gifts, every good and every perfect gift. cometh from above. And the Lord Jesus went into heaven and made these gifts available for his people. But they are for the perfecting of the church. The perfecting of saints as individuals, but primarily for the church as church. He gave these gifts for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to heaven, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Measure, if you can, the status of Christ, Son of God. Measure, if you can, the things which fill Christ and which he overflows to us. And we are to come and to enter into these things by the gifts of God, which is they're a perfect gift. Every good gift. These are good gifts. Every perfect gift. These are perfect gifts, cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. You will see there that he gave some to be pastors and teachers. I value that for myself. Let us all value the gifts that God has given us. Christ, gift of the Holy Ghost, and these gifts, abilities, opportunities, powers to do these things. For they come to the Father and they bring praise to him when we exercise them well. Amen.